Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that kind and generous introduction. Dr. Whitlock, trustees, faculty, staff, students, and friends of this great university, it's a genuine pleasure to be a part of this historic occasion. Trustees, you've done extremely well in bringing a man of David Whitlock's experience, preparation, commitments, and ability to fill the presidency of this place. I've worked with him in other settings and other times in my role with the Association of Southern Baptist Colleges and Schools. Actually, our friendship dates back beyond that. I was speaking at an associational meeting at First Baptist Church, Durant, Oklahoma, for those non-initiated, non-Oklahomans. And at the close of the service, a young man walked up to me and introduced himself as David Whitlock and wanted to know if we could have a cup of coffee together. As we began to talk, David said, you know, I love higher education, told me about all he was doing at Southeastern and his role as a bivocational pastor. He said, I really feel God is calling me to be involved in Christian higher education. How do I get there? And we formed a prayer partnership at that time that continued from that day. I coveted him for our faculty here. When Dr. Taylor began looking for a dean of the School of Business, Dr. Taylor had met him, and as Pat and I oftentimes do, we collaborate and confer, and David Whitlock was just the man to be dean of the School of Business at Southwest Baptist University. I've watched him, I've watched his work, I've admired him greatly. He is a man with all the right preparation, all the right background and experience, but most of all, the right heart. And Oklahoma Baptist, Dr. Jordan, all of you, he will love you. You will enjoy that working relationship. And I can tell you from experience, Dr. Whitlock, that there's no greater joy than being in Oklahoma and being a part of the family of Oklahoma Baptist. Among my best friends over these last almost 30 years have been people like Joe Ingram and Bill Tanner and Anthony Jordan. We've walked together. We've prayed together. We've taken on the challenges together. We've dared to dream dreams together. And I've been in most of our Baptist state conventions, speaking on most of our Baptist college campuses. And I want you to know that what we have here in Oklahoma is unique in the Southern Baptist Convention. And you will cherish that. You will grow through it. And OBU will be best blessed because you nurture that partnership. Faculty, it's always good when I do these inaugurations to be able to say to a faculty, this man has stood where you stand. He does not come to the presidency as an entry-level position into higher education. He is here because God has prepared him and he has dedicated himself to make the preparation. He will respect you. He will walk alongside you with the wisdom that flows both from his personal spiritual pilgrimage and the depth of his professional preparation. All of you are most blessed to have David Whitlock as your president. On this special day, I would like to offer a word of counsel to you, Dr. Whitlock, as an older brother in the higher calling of Christian higher education. I'd then like to offer a word of challenge to the trustees, faculty, staff, and student body of OBU. Over the past decade and a half, it's been my privilege to speak at a number of presidential inaugurations. I've been a student of higher education, leadership, and administration for almost 40 years, and have worked with some of the finest presidents and executive staff members to be found anywhere. From my observations, Dr. Whitlock and Dana, I would be remiss if I didn't sound a word of warning to you. Dana, I have to tell you something Nell told me right after we moved into the president's home. She said, "Now you remember, on that side of the street, you're the president." I remembered that diligently. Actually, I shared some of these same observations and encouragements at the inauguration of Dr. Pat Taylor over 13 years ago. He took me seriously. I hope you will too. My first word of counsel is, take your work seriously, but don't take yourself so seriously that you try to become something you're not. Many an executive, and I've had occasion to observe and be around a whole host of college presidents, many an executive has become so enamored with his or her position that they try to create an aura of superiority around themselves and demand that all of life treat them with a certain amount of deference. Most effective leaders are those who tend to consider themselves servants to a larger mission and purpose, who live and work at being first in rank among equals, who concentrate on people building while they grow organizations. I've watched you two. You give the impressions that you are genuine, real, and approachable. Don't let the new position take that away from you. Remember that in the final analysis, a college president is simply someone who lives in someone else's house, drives a borrowed car, and begs for a living. I would also encourage you to remember that Oklahoma Baptist University's legacy of greatness and effectiveness does not begin with you. This great institution has been led by presidents on whose shoulders I've stood, each of whom made a significant contribution to bring the university to where it is today. Many highly qualified faculty and staff have devoted themselves to educating students whom God sent here, and they've done so at great financial and personal sacrifice. In many ways, David, I deeply regret that you'll not have the privilege of working alongside faculty members like some of the people that I worked with who've gone home to be with the Lord. The Shirley Joneses and Laura Crouch and Jim Hurley, the Jimmy Russells, those who have retired and still hang around who love this place, like the Bill Mitchells and Max Bratton, and the list goes on and on and on. There is a love that has been invested in this place by those who stood in the classroom that's so exceptional as the years have gone by. There came that time when I realized that for health and other reasons, it was really better for me to think in terms of being their friend than being their boss. This place was about team. You build your team. I can hope for you, a John Parrish and a Pat Taylor at your side. I can wish for you a faculty as devoted to the mission and purpose of this place, where you will create a community of learning and a team that says, we will do this together. At the end of the day, the greatness of the institution is shaped by those who teach just as much, if not more so, than by those who lead the administration of the place. Numbered among OBU's alumni and former students are outstanding leaders, excellent citizens who have caused the larger world to respect and appreciate the fine work of those who have gone before. God has led you here to contribute to that great legacy, to take this university into the next decades of the 21st century with a whole new renewed energy and vision and enthusiasm for our task that will make an even greater impact on this world than the university has ever made before. And I believe you're the man for the task. I would also counsel you to remember that the work we do and the mission we embrace is far larger and more significant than that reflected by the rank and file institutions of higher education in America. OBU does not exist to just be like other colleges and universities. If you're content to be a small imitation of a state university with a few assorted religious activities, you've missed the point of why OBU is here and why Oklahoma Baptists operate this institution. What we attempt to do here is more important than the present. It is more important for the present and the future of this noble experiment called democracy than we have ever been. We're part of a larger work of the kingdom of God in the world, and our work and future hinges on the integrity with which we go about our task. Don't ever forget that you will be amazed at the additional energy and motivation that that sense of mission will generate. I've sensed in you already more than simply an idea of education. I've sensed in you a passion for distinctively Christian higher education. Now, a word of challenge to the trustees, faculty, staff, and student body. For several decades now, higher education in the United States has been struggling with an identity crisis. Administrations, faculties, student bodies have had to determine whether the university will be an institution on mission or simply be a mirror of contemporary society. Unfortunately, even tragically, most institutions in America have made the wrong decision. If you read Alan Bloom's book, The Closing of the American Mind, he challenges and chides the American higher education system for robbing the students of a sense of moral integrity, a sense that there are such thing as moral absolutes, that there is such thing as right and wrong. And he is concerned about that loss of moral compass in the American workplace. You see, the reports and studies of higher education in America over the past 25 years have been less than kind. We have to admit at the elementary, secondary level that we're falling farther and farther behind our competitors in the global marketplace. One study done of high school students on math and science skills showed that the United States, in comparison with the 15 top industrial nations of the world, ranked dead last in students' preparation in those areas. This must not continue. And I'm convinced that it's institutions like OBU, with its commitment to academic excellence, have the opportunity to begin again to put men and women into the workplace and in places of leadership that have an understanding that there are things that are right to do. Just because we can do it doesn't make it right to do it. Just because something is legally possible does not make it morally correct. And this institution must not be a mirror, as many institutions are, of the basis level of society. What's a mission institution like? A college or university on mission is one whose statement of mission and purpose sets forth the notion and the aspiration to educate and nurture the best that can be found within the human mind and the human spirit. A mission university is one whose curriculum is carefully thought through and designed to plot a course in intellectual and spiritual development with a stated desire to inspire an interest in and desire for the higher level of thinking and living. That institution that will operate out of a strong, clear sense of mission is one whose faculty and administration are committed to a set of goals which make terms like excellence and quality more than mere rhetoric. My first day on this campus, in speaking to the students and faculty, I drove a stake in the ground. We will be academically strong, unapologetically Christian, and unashamedly Baptist. And I sang that song for 16 years, and the faculty got it, and the students got it. And the romance of those years is still one of the most precious parts of my memory bank. Can only happen in a mission-driven institution. You be a people on mission. You never back away from that. I was told early on, A.G., if you keep insisting on moral absolutes and high standards of right or wrong and behavioral expectations of students like you're expressing, your school's going to die. And I said, if we die, we die. But we will die with integrity. Interesting thing. 15 years later, I sat at the same table with that same president. His school was 30% smaller. Mine was 70% larger. God will bless you beyond measure to the depth and extent you dare to be a people on mission, a people for God, a people wanting to make an impact and make a difference for Christ and the cause of the kingdom in this world today. Wish the students were here in greater numbers. They're my favorite group to speak to. But what is a student's sense of mission? In a world where mediocrity is the accepted norm for behavior, performance, and product, Oklahoma Baptist University's mission is to promote excellence and quality in every area of life. Been proud of this faculty's willingness not to let a student be content with mediocrity. You see, there's more to a student than what you see today. There are few who sat in my office with disciplinary clouds hanging over their head. And I would say to faculty, this is not the last chapter. And sitting and talking to those lawyers and teachers and missionaries that we just decided to not give up on. We just decided not to shoot them. One trustee said, you know, we can solve this student behavior problem. Every year on the first day of school, you hang a freshman out here on the flagpole. You leave him there all year. Cost you one student a year, but you won't have any discipline problems. We decided not to do that. And the people we took a chance on are distinguishing themselves today in the marketplace and in their chosen professions. Students, dream the dream. Pursue the vision. Develop the passion to be what God has created you to become. Oklahoma Baptist University operates out of a sense of divine call. I love to read, Dr. Jordan, some of those early pages of our history and the prayers recorded, people who prayed for this place in its earliest days. This is not just any college or university. It's God's place. Operate out of that sense of divine call, born out of prayers and careful thought of these early Baptist pioneers in Oklahoma. The mission and purpose of OBU is nobler than and more sacred than any moment in any denomination's issues or agenda. There's a kingdom dimension about this place that calls for the best in all of us. Dr. Whitlock, the OBU family, I love you and I love Bison Hill. Being content to be a mirror of whatever age or era we find ourselves just doesn't call for much from within. The determination to be known as a person or institution on mission will call for something deep within each of us. It will call for commitment, for discipline, for determination to reach beyond where you are now. OBU must not be content with being what they have been in the past. God's mission and plan for you must stretch your imagination and stretch your vision and stretch your sense of what you can do to make a greater impact in your world. The best days of OBU must be in the future. And it'll be up to you to join hands and hearts, faculty, staff, president, students, trustees, alumni, Oklahoma Baptist, that you will be a people on mission. You will determine to be people who can and will make a difference in our world, representing the best that the Academy has to offer in a way that is indeed unapologetically Christian. May God grant you the strength and the resolve to make it so. And the prayer of my heart continues to be, God bless OBU. Thank you.